Good morning. My presentation is a brief update on the improvements we made to our equipment line this year. Most of this machinery you've seen before, and we just made some minor modifications to. One machine that's new is our downpacking Chieftain press. My colleague Greg Fickwit presented on this yesterday, and I won't go into too much detail on it, but a few things I wanted to highlight on it. It does have a 16-inch double-acting cylinder as its main press cylinder, a real heavy half-inch box construction. But one of the things we added to this press was the linear variable differential transformer, and that gives us infinite positioning on the main cylinder. And coupled with a pressure transducer on the main cylinder, we're able to strip the boxes either on position or pressure. And we do a few calculations in the processor to determine how we want to strip the boxes. So it gives us a uniform strip every time, regardless of the moisture content of the bale. This press also has the box strip cylinders come up from the bottom, so we've eliminated some of the cylinder problems in the past with cylinders hanging down and pulling up the boxes from the top. The total horsepower on this configuration, and it's a 45 bell an hour unit, is 237.5 horsepower, including the power turn. And we timed out some cycles on this press early on, and I had to take out the strapping time. We had some, we were manually tying, and the guys really hadn't got their act together yet, so I really couldn't calculate that into the press cycle time, but we averaged 70 to 72 seconds or so on our press cycle time. So once we add back the 8 or 9 seconds for automatic strapping, we should be in the average of 45 bell an hour on this press. And we do have plans to take this press on beyond 45 bell an hour with the addition of some booster pumps. Next machine we've been producing for several years, but we made a few modifications to it. It's our Roundup 2, our round module handling machine, and so some minor modifications to it. We redesigned the hydraulic circuit on the clamps, and what it let us do is adjust the pressure and the flow controls on each one of the clamps independently, so we're able to fine-tune that clamping process a lot better and eliminate some of the machine binding we were having with the circuits tied together. The other thing we did is eliminated the top section of the moving wall here. We just found it wasn't necessary, and we just increased the length of the two sections of moving walls, and that let us shave just a hair of the cycle time off, made the machine a little bit faster. And we also produced a little bit wider machine to accommodate a 10-foot module feeder, and we operated that last season, and everything went well with it, so we've added that to our lineup. And there's another shot of the machine in operation. Another machine we introduced last season, and I just wanted to mention it again, was our vertical cylinder dryer. It's not new technology. We're basically taking the incoming seed cotton and agitating it with the cylinders and letting it slide down on some stationary fingers. And one benefit of this machine is these fingers are a lot easier to access and clean out than the models we've seen in the past. And coupled with our horizontal cylinder cleaner, shown here in a 9-cylinder model, and I believe this is a 15-cylinder model, we get pretty good drying action out of it. And we did see speeds in excess of 50 bells an hour this year on a 12-foot machine, single 12. We're pretty pleased with that machine. A lot of our improvements and upgrades come from directly from customer feedback, and one thing we were asked to do was to make a 3-saw stick machine. We've had a lot of success with our 2-saw machine in the past, and we've produced that for a number of years, but we wanted to add a third saw, and unfortunately I don't have any pictures, but here's a little drawing of it. It's our Savage 3-saw stick machine, and what we've done is just add a third saw to the bottom of our already proven technology. And we're additionally offering a retrofit kit where we can add a third saw to our existing 2-saw installations and make it a 3-saw. Thanks to Mr. Ropolo, he installed 2 of those this year, and to my knowledge, they ran, after startup, they ran pretty well. So we're excited about that. Not so much a machine, but an application that we've been toying with is taking the tail of our conveyor distributor and going straight to our module feeder with it. So we've eliminated in this plant the overflow separator vacuum fan machinery out of the equation. So that eliminated some of the initial installation costs and reduced the horsepower. And we're taking the overflow right back to the module feeder, and we've got a fire door installed right at the back of the module feeder, so it's still present in the system. And we've installed a little floor sweep pickup here to reintroduce the overflow that you have if you have to dump it on the floor back into the system. One thing it does enable you to do, I'm not sure of the benefit yet, but it will let you recirculate your material back through your first stage system and redry it. There may be some times if you had something just excessively wet that you didn't want to gin and you wanted to try to recirculate it and redry it, this does give you the ability to do that. Verdict's still out on, you know, how we'll blend that and keep our speed up with doing that, but it does give us that capability. Last year we introduced an incoming and after drying seed cotton sensor and presented our findings at last year's Beltwide. I wanted to progress that. I apologize for the crudity of the drawing here, but we wanted to add final bell moisture. So we installed a sensor in the lint slide and read the bat as it traveled down just below our Cirrus cotton conditioning machine. Unfortunately, I didn't get all my testing done, and I don't have my data to present this year, but I just wanted to mention that it's out there, and hopefully we'll be able to present the final data in the future.
What is the technology for that?
We're using New Zealand company Streets Instruments. He's helping us with this with that installation. Then on to the workhorse of our fleet, our Magnum 244 12-foot wide gin stand. It's in its third season of operation, and we didn't make a lot of modifications to it, but we did have a little bit of trouble keeping the agitator vibration down. So one thing we went and looked at, we added an adjustable mounting plate to this gearbox, and what it allowed us to do was put a laser alignment tool and more precisely align this gearbox to the offside bearing, so we've got an aligned agitator, and we've reduced the vibration in that front a great deal. It made the machine operate a lot smoother. So we're looking forward to running that a lot more and getting some feedback on it. There's another shameless plug of our A50 award on this machine. Behind the machine is our 142-inch lint cleaner, and we gave it a little bit of a facelift this year and put it on a new tubular base and incorporated the guards and doors on the machine. So this machine is ready to ship. It comes complete with the motors, guards, everything ready to go. You pick it up off the truck, throw it into place if it was that easy, and hook it up and it's ready to go. One thing we learned when we stretched this machinery out is balancing cylinders became a challenge. So our manufacturing plant has added a new high-speed balancer, and it can balance these wide, real long cylinders, saw cylinders, brush cylinders, up to full speed, operating speed. So we've got the vibration under control on these larger machines. Last thing on my list is our fiber reclaimer. We've run that for a couple seasons now. The first version of this was an 8-foot wide model, and it just proved to be too much machine for the installation. So this year we worked up a 72-inch model of this machine and put it in operation, and it's handling a 50-bell-an-hour plant well. We still have the 8-foot available if we want to go up to a higher capacity, but now we've got the 6-foot machine to offer as well. Well, that's pretty much it for my presentation. Can I entertain any questions? Thank you for your attention. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve, for that update.